Conversations about centralization have been going on ever since organizations originated. Those who favor centralization fall back on a logic which says that the savings will be substantial and concrete. It is more likely that the results will be more bureaucracy, more rigidity in decision-making, and most regrettably, the monopolization of power in the hands of a larger unelected bureaucracy with only small or imaginary improvements in costs. We actually live in a world in which we derive comfort and satisfaction from our individuality. In an overly logical setting, individuality doesn't seem to matter, but emotions are just as legitimate as any number that might be presented as expected savings. Accounting logic, on its own, cannot be expected to determine a societal need or create a community purpose. In the proposed regional centralization models, Pelham will lose autonomy at a cost that will be far greater than any temporary savings being created by centralization. Pelham is a unique place that has the hard-won community capacity to address all of our own issues. This capacity is built upon the caring, responsible, and independent nature of its citizens. We don't need to look like our neighbors to make progress. Accounting logic, on its own, cannot be expected to determine a societal need or create a community purpose. All municipalities are being called upon to address affordability. Tax increases that exceed productivity growth cannot be long sustained. Chasing inflation is getting us nowhere. Spending and productivity issues are best addressed at the direct accountability and responsibility level. In other words, the frontline people who actually deliver the service. The combination of the Lincoln Pelham Library and the sharing of legal and environmental staff and skills have been a terrific success. I believe that our library is so successful because of a model that is close to the values of the citizens. A meaningful activity might be to evaluate and determine the factors that drove readiness and success. I believe these lessons could be applied to many more legitimate applications. The proposition must be this: no amalgamation but a direction and determination to find more opportunities to combine services in a manner that improves productivity. If that can be the result, then the exercise has had some meaning. I hope to be able to make these points to the Legislative Committee on January 10. I understand that the demand for speaking space is very high, so I am unlikely to be selected. I am hopeful that whoever speaks for Pelham considers my opinion.